Welcome back to another video. My name is Dante, and I help you overcome codependency and build self-esteem. In this video, we're going to be talking about something that will dramatically change your life if you do this, if you integrate this habit into your life, if you just try. Okay, I'm not asking to have full control and mastery over this thing I'm about to show you, about to tell you about. I just want you to attempt it. Try it out a few times. See how it goes. It's been incredibly valuable to me personally, and I want to share it with you because it works. And here it is. Every time you feel rejected, underappreciated, undervalued, not good enough, specifically when interacting with other people, but also just in general, anytime this feeling comes up, I want you to take out your phone, or if you're at home, a sheet of paper, whichever seems more appealing. Open the notes application on your phone, and I want you to then write exactly what you need to hear from that person who you feel rejected you, from that situation where you felt not good enough. Write down exactly what you wish that person would tell you. In the beginning, when you apply this process, and this is why I actually encourage you to continue using it, even if you feel like it doesn't work, because it is working. In the beginning, when you're doing this, it's going to feel like it's not working, because more than likely, we don't have a relationship with ourselves. Because if we're waiting, the simple fact that if we're waiting for other people to tell us these things, and we're in the habit of doing that, because it's just a habit, that's all it is. It's just a habit. If we're in that habit, if we have that habit, then we're probably not telling ourselves these things. So our relationship with ourselves, our inner dialogue, is probably not there, or it's very negative. So by practicing catching ourselves as soon as we feel this kind of ourselves slipping into this negative state, and then we go, okay, What do I need to hear from this person? And you start acknowledging yourself, validating yourself, praising yourself, self-soothing. An amazing fucking thing is going to happen. Number one, you're going to radically, exponentially start to build self-esteem. Now, I want to emphasize real quick before I continue. If it feels like it's not working, that's just because there's not... Your own words don't have enough power yet. But every time you stop, catch yourself when you feel that negativity kind of building, and you acknowledge yourself, you approve of yourself, you validate yourself, you give yourself praise, you tell yourself what you need to hear. Every time you do that, you are infusing yourself with a little bit more love. Now, if over here is like all of this negativity and pain, trauma, negative self-talk, that's just kind of been accruing over the years through unconscious habit of either seeking other people's approval, so there's neglect there, neglecting ourselves, which is a negative energy, and also bashing ourselves, you know, agreeing with our own negative self-talk based on our reaction to a situation, to a person, or an absence of you know, someone not telling us what we want to hear. The more you validate yourself, the more you're going to take little strands, kind of like from Harry Potter, if you're ever familiar with that series, where they do that whole, like, where they take memories out and they put it in the pool. Similarly, you're going to take these little dark strands of fucking negativity and horrible self-talk and neglect. You're going to pull these strands out, and you're going to put them over here. And they're going to be purified and cleansed. And it's going to be positive self-talk, positive love. And the more you start just taking these strands, right, moving them over, these little pieces of negativity, by validating yourself, by acknowledging yourself, over time, this pile is going to start to get bigger. And the moment where this pile of positive self-talk, validation, self-approval, becomes bigger than the negative self-talk, boom. Now your words have an effect when you say, hey, you're doing a great job. Initially, it's probably not going to do anything. I know, because when I did this initially, it didn't do anything. Actually, it pissed me off. because it wasn't doing anything. And I was in such emotional distress, frustration, anger, sadness, depression, that either I got really mad that it wasn't working, I was like, this is fucking bullshit, and I was just frustrated because I just wanted the feelings gone, or I felt more disempowered. It actually made things worse for me because it wasn't working. And I was like, yeah, well, there's another thing, right? Another fucking thing that doesn't work in my life. Another thing to feel like a failure about. But I stuck with it for a year. An intensive goddamn year, okay? I spent validating myself and more specifically just telling myself, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're amazing. You got this. Now it's refined to more approval in all aspects, you know, generally speaking, but before is more centered on self-love. And now that pile, that camp is bigger. So I can say things like, hey man, I love you. And it actually fucking means something. I actually feel something. I feel a positive shift. There's equity there. Okay? So I really want to emphasize that, because initially, if you struggle with this, that's normal. And I don't want you to feel like you're failing, it's not working, you know, it doesn't work, and to beat yourself up more. It's okay if those feelings come, but remember this conversation that we're having together here. Remember what my words, what I'm saying. I've been through this. I know where you are. I know where you're coming from. And I know where you're going to go. So just stick with it, because it works. Okay? So number one, it's going to radically start to build self-esteem. Because over time, that pile is going to get bigger. And then, holy shit, when you start to then catch yourself and give yourself what the words you need to hear, everything changes. You're your own healer. No longer dependent on other people to make you feel better. You're in control, or you're beginning to regain control of your emotional state. That's fucking huge. Even if you do have bad days, rocky moments, you can always go to yourself for guidance, for love, for acceptance, for peace. You go within, building that love. Number one. Number two, it's more of a passive effect. The more you do this, the more other positive people, great intentions, are going to gravitate towards you. They're going to be attracted to your own self-love, your own positivity. Excuse me. So you're just going to meet a lot of people who have really great intentions with you over time. You're going to attract them, which is amazing. So I want to share this with you. If you do this, okay, even as a challenge for the next 30 days, if you just did this, anytime you felt like you were underappreciated, undervalued, unworthy, not good enough, rejected, and you sat down, took out a paper or the notes application on your phone, and you just wrote, ask the question, what do I need to hear right now to feel better? What do I need to hear right now? And then start making a list, 5 things, 10 things. See how your life begins to change. This is extremely fucking powerful. It's so simple, and it's so silly that it's not taught in schools. This one thing was taught in schools, I think shit would be drastically different. If I could have mastered this skill set, remember, it only took me a year of like really dedicating myself to this, to get it down. Not to get results. You can get results much quicker than that, but to really get it down, right? If they taught it in schools, shit would be completely different. I think we'd have much better, you know, much better relationship with ourselves. I think we would have less animosity, hostility towards each other. You know, we'd take things less personally because we wouldn't feel all this rejection and then immediately assign that it's the other person's fault. But we would go within. We'd use self-inquiry. Why am I feeling this? We'd get curious about why the fuck we feel so bad all the time instead of just feeling bad all the time, which a lot of people, that's where they're at. They don't explore, okay? They don't playfully challenge. They're not curious about why do I feel so bad and what they need to hear to stop feeling bad and to stop waiting and hoping and wishing that other people come along and do this. And hey, there's moments where I catch myself still waiting and I'm like, oh, you know what we're actually waiting for? Not for the other person to tell us what we want to hear, what we need to hear. We're actually waiting for ourselves to tell ourselves, waiting for ourselves to tell ourselves what we need to hear. All this rejection is just space. just the universe giving you space to come to the conclusion that your word, your validation, your approval is the best fucking gift you could ever give yourself. And it weighs more than everyone's approval of you on the entire planet put together. One word, one sentence of approval from yourself worth more than everybody combined. So I hope I've encouraged you to try this exercise, okay? Try it for 30 days. Anytime you feel rejected, not good enough, write down what you want to hear. Shit will get crazy really fast, I promise. And hey, if you make it a lifelong practice, you integrate, habit, you integrate into your life, it's going to be great. That's all I got to say. Okay? Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Appreciate you sharing a little bit of time of your time and attention here with me today. If you want some help building self-esteem, learning how to validate yourself, feeling better in your body, then tap the link in the description below. If you're watching on YouTube, book a free call with me. Let's talk about what's challenging you, what's bothering you, what you want to achieve, and how I might be able to help with that. If you're watching on Facebook, there should also be a link down there as well. And if you're watching on Instagram, tap the link in bio. All right, I love you. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next video.